This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I watched a podcast and I felt like it was worth discussing on this show. The Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder. Their most recent guest who sat down with them for a full hour was Clyde Edwards-Alaire. And I know that that's not a player that we think as much about here in Kansas City anymore. He's been a healthy and active essentially since he came back from the non-football injury list. Kareem Hunt has kind of stolen the show, right, as he's come back and been effective for Kansas City. Pacheco will be back here soon. Clyde may never play another game for the Chiefs. I don't know. I think there's a chance he won't ever play another game for Kansas City. But in watching this podcast, I had a completely newfound appreciation for the struggles he went through and why I'm going to view his time in Kansas City differently as a result of it. I know he was a first-round pick, and by statistical measure, he did not lead up or live up to that billing. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. Those things are still true. He contributed in winning seasons to winning Super Bowls. And until you watched, or until I watched this podcast, I understood what had happened in college. I had understood as a result of that, he was going through PTSD symptoms. I knew that that meant he had missed some time as a result of that. But I don't think I had understood the full breadth of it until I got him sit down for a full hour talking about it. Whether it be the puking fits that were keeping him up in the middle of the night, it would come on out of nowhere. He would have to miss practice and time and all of these things. And up until the last 4 months, where he says this is now the best he's ever felt mentally and physically in his career, this was an ongoing battle that he was never able to shake. And him recounting the events, how he felt in the events leading up to it, reliving part of the shooting that took place at the parade, everything kind of in between. I came out there being like, you know what? Considering everything he was dealing with, I don't think I could have expected any more out of Clyde Edwards-Alaire's career in Kansas City.
Yeah, I agree.
I will never view him the same way as it's like, oh, he's a first-round disappointment. No, he was having to do this while dealing with everything else in his life that led up to it. When he interviewed with teams, he had said all 32 teams made it very clear that they were aware of the event, were asking about the event. The only person who seemingly did know about it was Andy Reid, which is hilarious and very on brand for Andy Reid, who had to be told the story a little bit inside of the draft meeting before they took him.
Oh, boy.
In which Clyde Edwards-Alaire then described maybe getting the biggest bear hug of his life from Andy Reid upon hearing it. But the idea that Andy Reid was just like sitting around, paying attention, watching tape, focused on Clyde, all those things, is like, yeah, this feels right. It's just, I'll never view his time in Kansas City as a disappointment ever again.
Yeah.
And I know everyone's up to their own opinion, Drew, and you watched part of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was moved by how he talked about his mental health, the things he went through, the pure terror it rained on his body. During that time, physically, I can't imagine made it easy to be a football player on that end. I think I would highly recommend it. If anyone gets a chance, go check out the Pivot Podcast with Ryan Clark. It is a worthy interview. It's going to take you an hour, but it's worth the hour to watch it because it changed my opinion on the
podcast. I enjoy their podcast and their conversations, even going back to the ones that they have with Chad Ochocinco and everybody else, is because they, you know, they talk about athletes, but you learn about them from a different angle and some of the stories that they have. And yeah, for Clyde to be able to share that, I think even too, for him to be willing enough to share it,
he's got
to
be in a good place.
Yeah, absolutely has to be in that spot. So I think for anybody that's going through any sort of situation like that, Cody, I think you learn that your expectations should have never been any more than what they, like, everything that he gave you is what he could have given you in that time, in that moment, where you can appreciate it a lot more what Clyde was able to give over the last stint, over the entire stint that he's been a Kansas City Chief, given what he talked about on that podcast.
And look, the truth is, we'll never know what kind of player he could have been on the field had he not been dealing with those issues. But I mean, I don't care. I don't care about it. I don't care about his production on the field related to the man that he is. And they still got two Super Bowl wins with him as the running back for this team. From the 785, someone said, "Hey, sorry to be out of speed. I knew he had PTSD. Can you clarify?" So if you haven't heard the story from Clyde Edwards-Helaire at this point, he was in college. They had been given some free PlayStations as part of a college bowl game promotion thing because they played in the PlayStation Bowl. He went with a teammate who, on a reputable site, went to sell a PlayStation or PlayStation games to a stranger, right? Just like lots of us have done, in order to sell these things to it. In that moment, the person who was originally trying to, in quotes, buy the PlayStation, put a gun to his friend's head. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a licensed carrier of a weapon. He's got military in his family. He's been trained with a sidearm, and he used it in self-defense to kill the person who was threatening his friend with a gun. As a result of that, he has suffered from the post-traumatic stress that came from that moment and every moment after that as a part of that. And so he's had, you know, like, he's had, like, part of it is, like, he has a reflex in which he just starts vomiting uncontrollably and can't stop it as a result of those things. And so, like, those things leading to, I mean, it's just, like, it's a terrifying story of, like, what could happen to people if put in those things. And so, and the text on being hard, like, well, like, if you knew that those were the problems with mental health, why did they pick on the first? I don't think he was having the problems with the mental health then. Those things show up later. He didn't know PTSD can show up at any particular time. I'd shared this before, and I'll share it again. So right after the parade, I had shared something personally because I thought it would be beneficial to people that I was having trouble with panic attacks, not because of what happened at the parade, but a different event that led me to. So you'd be like, well, Cody, you know, like, why do they have you on the air? Or why do they put you in these public settings if that's something you suffer from, right? Similar to, like, your comment on Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never had one until I had had one. Does that make sense? Like, I had gone 38 years in my life with, I would say, a relatively low amount of anxiety or relatively low amount of those things. The normal amount is how it felt for me in any particular. And then I started having full-blown panic attacks. So, like, sometimes you just don't know what or how those things are going to lead to those things. And so, like, at the time they drafted him, they didn't know that this would even bother him his NFL career. They were judging him, and you know how this is, and I've told you this about Andy. You want to know the truth? Andy cares about what you do on a football field. That's how Andy operates. This is how he separates life from regular life from football life. It's what makes him a great football coach. Is that Andy Reid is, I think it was maybe a couple weeks ago, Drew, I said he'd have the severance surgery if you gave him. If Andy could just go in the football field, know nothing about it, and just, like, deal with football, in a lot of ways, that would be easier for Andy to conceptualize, I think. So, like, they probably, you know, they were looking at the football player. And, like, they also obviously thought they could offer him some of the service to do this. Some of the text lines said, I wouldn't be surprised to find out if they brought him back as, like, not a courtesy, but brought him back to make sure he would get the league minimum number of years so that he could continue to get the mental health services through the NFL. If that's the case, great. Again, if he never plays another down, if he never plays another down for the Kansas City Chiefs, I will view his time differently in Kansas City. Like, if he gets cut in the offseason, or he's actually a free agent, if he never signs back with Kansas City, and it's like, well, let's look back. Remember that first-round pick? What do you think about the Clyde Edwards-Helaire first-round selection? I will view his time differently as a result of having listened to this hour-long podcast, hearing the entire story, getting it in detail.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, and to that point, you know, I would say it's not a, he's not a, I don't know if anybody would call him a bust. At least even right now, I don't know if people have said that about...
I'm sure there are people that view Clyde's career here that
about
way.
Clyde, but looking at, again, given the situation, like you feel bad for... Like, you wonder what kind of could have been. You feel bad for all the stuff that Clyde had been able to go to through, but you also look at what he did while also going through, and you're like, man, I don't think... Like, there's a lot of people who, you know, if you really think about it, I don't think I could have been able to do what Clyde ever did. Like, if I was in Clyde's position... I don't know if I'd be able to go through playing as much in all of this stuff as what he did. I think that's, you know, you put yourself in the other person's shoes in a way, and then you gain respect for them based on the situation that they've been in. And again, I think it's nice for, is it good for Clyde to be able to share that? Because like you said, it means that he's in a good place and you get to learn about the individuals a little bit more. It humanizes them once again for anybody who thinks that they're just robots and get mad at
that's always
at
hard
because
like, it is and I'll even admit like from this job perspective it is really difficult to be like
yes
they're people with human emotions
100%
like
100%
I think we get a little bit of that right like
yeah.
We get like a small taste of that like in radio be like I can't come in and have a bad day or be having a bad emotional day like there'd be no reason for you to know that or be like it's not like we you know like not you just like the listener it's not like. It's hard to realize that because when people are just acting like they're playing the football game, you don't realize they're also going through home life stuff or relationship stuff or panic, you know, like you just don't, or PTSD. It's hard to know that. So sometimes it is hard to separate the they are a person from they are an athlete. And I've tried more as I've gotten older to be more critical of the performance than the person, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I try to make it less personal in that regard. Like, if you're not performing, like we talked about, like Kingsley, right? If you're not performing, I'm just trying to make it about like the performance isn't good enough. I don't, nothing, none of this is against you as a person.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, it's hard. It's very hard to separate those things from the other. It's very challenging to separate 100%. Those things from the other.
100%.
We can talk more about this later in the show. Again, it's the Pivot Podcast if you want to hear more about
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.